And joining us now is Bo Spearman. Thanks for joining us, Bo. How are you going this morning?
Yeah, good. Good morning. How are you, my brother?
Thanks. I hear you found a quiet corner. Gav just told us that it's been quite noisy and quite busy up there.
Yeah, we actually had a big storm come through this morning about 5:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Oh, really?
So woke everybody up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been up a while then.
Yeah, you've been up a while, and they're running around helping get the tents back over and, you know, dry so we can dry some clothes. But, you know, like, yeah, the bus from Maribor I got in last night, the bus from Melbourne that went through Redfern got in the other night as well, and, you know, we're getting ready, the bus from Warrabinda's getting ready to come down and just waiting to get back from his mob from Cherbourg. The bus from Yarrabah got down the other night, last night as well. So
wow, that's
good
great.
Representation of different mob flying in from Kalgoorlie and Western Australia and Perth. Mob from Alice flew in. Some more mob from Adelaide coming in. Just a bit of a good representation of a different mob around the country. Then also, you know, the specific issues that mob talk about on, you know, on the front line as well. You know, whether it's, you know, obviously with, you know, going on over in WA and South Australia, the big fights against the uranium dumps. And
oh, yes.
So we've got some mob from Amphor here. Got the Grandmothers Against Removal that are here. There's obviously war mob here. You know, some of the crew from Sydney are here. Yeah, there's a good representation of different mobs and different issues. And, you know, what better way to have everybody here, you know, than, you know, fighting against, you know, the, I guess that one cause that, you know, started it all, the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. But now, yeah, good day. The sun just, you know, it's poking its head out here right now. So, you know, it's quite a good morning now.
I can feel that. Yeah.
That's a big get together, Bo. A lot of people pulling together there from around
that
the
is,
area.
It is, yeah. Important as well, you know. Keep the mob and the representation and all those other fellows.
It's good to hear it all coming together and the buses and flights all connecting and everyone being in one space. Can you tell us a little bit about how the protest started and a little bit of a background on that?
Yeah, definitely, you know, I guess, you know, you can't talk about the Commonwealth Games protest without talking about, obviously, 2006 down there in Nam in Melbourne, with the Black GST, you know, working community that set up in King's Domain. You know, and that was sort of, you know, under the, you know, the thumb of John Howard, you know, back in the early 2000s, the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, under the, you know, racist reign of him, you know, the watering down of, you know, lots of rights and stuff and sort of our mobs. But then also, you know, the deadly mob like Uncle Robbie Thorpe and Honey Marge and Foley and Claire Land and all these mob that started that collective down there to sort of, you know, get that voice back on a national scale and invite different mobs. I remember actually I was 15 and I was 14 and my older brother, he was 17, him and my dad, they went down there to Melbourne to protest the Commonwealth Games down there. In the biggest crew from Brisbane. Yeah, so, like, I actually, you know, remember very, you know, very vividly and clearly, you know, my older brother and my dad getting ready to travel. And I remember asking them, but I said, no, you can't come down yet. You know, save it, you know, for another time. You know, then you fast forward, you know, 2018 and, you know, setting up camp here and in the Gold Coast. But then also, you know, like, our mob have made it a tradition to protest the Commonwealth Games. And you look back at 1982 in Brisbane, Brisbane was the last state and territory to have the Aborigines and Torres Strait Islander Protection Act in, which saw all rights governed by the state of Queensland, you know, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mob on missions and reserves. You know, we saw this overarching hand, you know, under the reign of Jock Peterson, you know, this really right-wing, you know, Premier of Queensland. You know, when you talk about fascism.
I was thinking 82.
You know, his name. Sorry?
I was thinking 1982 would have been Joel Bjelke-Petersen, who had such
a
reputation.
Mm-hmm. And that was a pivotal moment, you know, not just for Queensland mob, but for black folks around the country, you know, because, you know, 10 years prior to that, 10 Embassy got set up in Canberra, you know, and the whole land rights movement that was catapulted to a new level. So the mob in Brisbane in the '80s, thought it was Australia didn't have the right to celebrate a game of goodwill and also celebrate their achievements. So the mob decided to set up. For 2 weeks, these mob got arrested. The community radio station in Brisbane, 4ZZZ, had done a really great job in terms of raising the funds to put bail up for a lot of the mob. And that's a reflection of, what we've got to do today and, remember what went down in 2006 in Melbourne and also 82. And we're fortunate enough to have some mob here, over the 2 weeks, that were there in 82, that were there in 2006, to sort of inform a lot of us young fellas, younger fellas that are at the camp here about, how this tradition of protest in the Commonwealth Games all begun and, not just reflecting on the issues that we face, I guess, as a generation, but also understanding, this colonial history, that we are entwined with when we talk about the Commonwealth.
Mm. And, Bo, we're slowly running out of time here, but we're going to be running coverage across it at 3CR Radio and be crossing as much as we can up to you to get an image back down here. But I was hoping to just get a little snippet of what are some of the main hopes this year round for the action and for the protest.
The Savo is their opening, so we're planning on having a night protest this evening, tonight, out front of the stadium. Across the road from the stadium, actually. So that's, what we're aiming up to now, just, sorting how we're going to deal with that there, getting ready for our camp meeting, sort of set the agenda, not just have the organisers dictate that conversation. We want to make it really broad so everybody has an input on where we can go and what we want to do as well.
Mm, that sounds great. And it's going to be running across the board, more people getting up there. Just to get a sense of it, how many people are there now and weathered the storm last night?
I think it's close to over 100 at the moment, can't be. So it's only going to get bigger. We are here for 10 days, so it is going to get much bigger.
Mm-hmm. It's a good reason to get together. Thanks so much for joining us, Bo, this morning. Appreciate you finding that quiet nook. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could hear you really well.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. No, I was in the kitchen there, and this wind was just throwing around the tarp. So I thought I'll get out of this area where the tarp is. But a big shout out to you, mob, too. I remember first time I met all you 3CR mob was when you come up for G20 in 2014, and you camped there the whole six eight days with us. And you've led that conversation in terms of getting the message out for our mob. So we don't forget that there. And whenever I'm in Melbourne, I always come around and poke my head into 3CR and always say big thank you for that there.
Well, we say thank you to you, Bo, for doing some great work and taking the time to chat to us.
That's all good. And give us a call any time over the 2 weeks or any time throughout the day as well when you want to hear what's going on with these protests as well. And how we're going.
Oh, for sure. Thank you. We definitely will take you up on that offer.
Debbie, thanks up there, and hopefully you mob up down that way. Have a good day.
Beautiful. You too. Best of luck.
Thanks.